All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Black Desert Public Infrastructure District. Today is April 28th. It is 10:07. We have a quorum of the board. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record. Start with the board. Patrick, you want to start?
Yeah, Patrick Manning, board chair.
Brett Boren, treasurer.
Stephanie Nass, secretary.
David Hutchison, CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, we need to have a public hearing to discuss some budget amendments to the 2024 budget. So, with that, could I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Brett.
I'll second his motion.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
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 Right, that's unanimous. All right, we are now in a public hearing, and the public hearing is to take any public comment relating to amendments to the 2024 budget. I do not show any members of the public on. David, do you just want to cover those real quick for the
Second.
record? Let me stop sharing and you can start. There we go.
Okay, so in the general fund, Black Desert Public Infrastructure District, we've updated with this amended budget to include developer advances of $37,845 for a total revenue of $41,689. That was mostly some legal fees that were paid by developer advance. It's the remaining items there will stay the same. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $34,543. In the debt service fund, also, I guess we've updated the beginning fund balances based on the actuals that were there. But property, $10,897,861 is the beginning fund balance. Property taxes, $639,832. Interest income of $1,388,934. And then transfers from other funds, $32,206,171. We've had banking fees, 15 budgeted in the updated budget, excuse me. Bond interest payment is the same for both of those. I guess the difference here in the property taxes is deferred property taxes. And then that gives us an ending fund balance of $36,320,938. And in the capital projects fund, beginning fund balance updated to $32,587. The same for our bond issuance proceeds, an increase of $2,636,340 in interest income. And capital projects, capital outlay is the same, 65 million. Bond issuance costs the same, well, slightly increased, excuse me, $4,356,000. And that gives us an ending fund, or excuse me, transfers to other funds, the 32,267,944 for an ending fund balance of $81,099,827. That I any questions or things you guys wanted to look at?
No questions from me.
Okay, I do not see any members of the public that's on. So with that, we could take a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll second his motion.
Great, thanks, Brett. Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, next up are the board meeting minutes from our January 27th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes.
I did.
Okay. Can we get a motion to approve those then?
Go
And
ahead.
they were the January 27th.
I'll make the motion to approve the meeting minutes from the January 27th board meeting.
I'll
Thanks,
second the
Steph.
motion.
Thanks, Brett. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that's unanimous. All right, David, you're up. First quarter financials.
Okay, first quarter financials starting in the balance sheet for Black Desert Public Infrastructure District as of March 31st, 2025. In the general fund, we have in the operating expenses account $42,911, $1 in the saving account, prepaid expenses of $4,081 or $82, excuse me. And accounts payable of $7,058. In the debt service fund, in the checking account, we have $184,716. Bond fund has $7,921. Bond fund series 2024 has $388,880, excuse me, and in the junior interest fund 2024 C $1 reserve fund 2024 series is $16,814,887. The surplus fund 6,606,818. And the senior pledged revenue fund 2021 A is $455,193. In the capitalized interest fund series 2024 is $10,674,703. And in the receivable from county treasurer is 1,295,776, which all of which is considered deferred property taxes. Since it wasn't received within the first 60 days of this current year. Capital projects is we have unrestricted senior project fund 2021 A of $35,410. Unrestricted subordinate project fund 2021 B is $3,233. Construction fund series 2024 has 76 million $538,489 in the cost of issuance fund 2024, $81. Cost of issuance junior fund 2024 C is $1,287. Moving on to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We've had $4,157 of accounting. Insurance $975, legal $3,076. Transfers from other funds we've had $5,565, and that gives us an ending fund balance of $39,935. Moving on to the debt service fund, we've had interest income of $390,322. And we've had a bond interest payment on the Series 2021 bonds of $1,620,663, excuse me, giving us an ending fund balance of $35,143,118. And in the capital projects fund, we've had interest income of $878,294. And capital outlay or expenses of expenditures of $6,064,265 and transfers to other funds for other financing sources of $5,565, giving us an ending fund balance $76,578,502. With that, let me open it up to any questions or anything you guys would like to look into. A little closer or drill down into.
Nope.
Okay. If there's no questions, then could I get a motion to accept the financials as presented?
I'll make a motion to accept the financials as presented.
I
Great.
can't.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right, let me put up the last item, the budget amendment resolution. So, just a real short resolution just says we amended the 24 budget and we're approving the amended 24 budget as outlined. So if you guys are good with that, get a motion to approve resolution 2025-01.
I make a motion to approve resolution 2025-01.
I second.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. All right. That's everything I have. Do you guys have any questions for us? Anything we need to work on?
No, thank you.
Okay. So just FYI, I'll send out the first quarter update for the development. I'll shoot that over. Brett, got to remember who I normally send it to. Kevin and somebody else. Anyway.
Taylor, yeah, Kevin and
Yeah.
Taylor, yeah.
Yeah. Just know I'll send that over. So,
Awesome. Thank you both.
okay.
Wait.
Sounds
Thanks,
good.
Steph.
Yep. So, Brett, quick question for yourself. I know when we had the discussion earlier last week with regards to the overpayment, we were going to have the one sent back from just directly to UMB, and then we were going to continue to make payments out of the Mountain America expense account. Are you going to let Taylor know, like, as you guys get invoices for the attorneys and whatever, to send those over to me, or how do you want to handle that?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I've already told him that, but there's so many things I think that he just probably forgets. So I think if we all tell him multiple times, but maybe.
If just a suggestion is, we've been working with Kelly Beckstead there at Snow Jensen Reese, and she's been providing invoices to us too. And we requested if we could get copied on those invoices. If you reach out to her, she can probably include you directly, so that way you get the email invoices at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
If
that's a
I say, Brett, if you're okay, I can do that. I'll reach out, and then as they come in, I can just let Taylor know that we're gonna take care of them out of
yeah.
the other account.
That sounds great.
Okay. All right. That's all I had. Thanks, guys. Bye,
Okay, thanks for the
thanks,
question.
Steph.
Bye, y'all.
All right.
Thanks.
Did we get a motion to adjourn?
Oh.
No, I think so. No, I'll make the motion to adjourn the meeting.
Okay, thanks, Steph. And we'll say that Brett was still on and that he seconded. So. All right. Hey, thank you.
All right, bye.
Okay. See
Thanks.
ya.
Bye.